Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Married to My Purpose podcast, season 2, episode 5. And honey, we got a treat for y'all tonight. Of course, you know, in this particular podcast, we talk about real stories, real experiences, and real talks on being married to your purpose. And today is no different. Guess what? We have Dr. Brittany Ramsey on tonight. And guess who I looked up and found? The reigning Miss United States of America, Miss Illinois 2024. Okay, so I wish I had some clapping sounds in the background, Dr. Ramsey. How are you doing this evening, honey?
I am doing great. I am so excited. Like, I'm still filled with just so much joy right now. And yes. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm so excited to be here.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Listen, I was in the Miss America circuit. I didn't tell you that earlier because I wanted our conversation to be spicy. I'm from Louisiana, so I participated in the circuit when I was in college. And so it has been one of the most amazing experiences for me, between poise and confidence and interview skills and walking and posture and all of that stuff that you know about. I mean, yes, we can talk our talk. Everybody else may not understand it, but we can talk the talk, okay? So it is an absolute pleasure to have a pageant queen, fitness expert, coach extraordinaire on the line today. She's going to talk a little bit about a few things. I took some notes and did some studying on you. She'll give us a little background on cultivating a strong body and mindset. She said she has some experience in how it can accelerate our success and abundance. And then high achievers, she's talking to you all tonight. Okay. Yes. This is the fancy part that I like. 5 ways to accelerate into abundance, building your body, business, and bank account. I'm not going to tell anything else. I want you to do a little talking, and then I will figure out what I want to say afterwards if I say anything else. I'm so excited to hear from you. Bouncing it over to you, Dr. Ramsey.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, again, just thank you for having me on your podcast. Like, I've done my research on you as well, and you are such a true servant leader, and I am just grateful to be here and share my story, you know, with your audience. I've been a fitness expert and speaker now for the past 15 years, and I absolutely love what I do. You know, when I graduated
Only look like you're 15 years.
Yes, 15 years. I now have a 7-year-old daughter who's my little mini me. She's a mini influencer, as we call her, and she's a motivational speaker as well with her own little Instagram and everything.
Okay,
but yes, I mean, yep. It's been, you know, it's over a decade now, and for me, I've always been an athlete. I've always been inspired by when the athletic trainers would bring the athletes back on the playing field fast after having an injury. And so I therefore went into kinesiology. So I received my bachelor's in science in kinesiology, which is the study of biomechanics, how the body moves, with a focus in pre-physical therapy. And once I graduated, I was in a fork in the road because I had to decide if I was going to pursue getting my doctorate in physical therapy or if I was going to go into the entrepreneurship route, starting in the fitness industry as a business owner. And so at that time, you know, listening to friends and family, everybody wanted me to go, you know, into the 9-to-5 route. But I just knew that God had a different purpose for me. I knew that my purpose was to create healthier lifestyles. So I had to silence the noise. I had to get clarity. And that's one of the first key ways that I talk about with my signature speech that you mentioned earlier, 5 ways to accelerate into abundance, to build your body, your business, and your bank account. And I had to get clarity. And that's when you have to get into alignment spiritually. So I started praying more. I started reading my word more. I started, you know, meditating more, listening to more personal, you know, development books and podcasts. And I really got into alignment on what God was leading me to do. And so that is how, you know, for the past 15 years, I, you know, became the fitness expert that I am today. And I started doing what we call bodybuilding competitions. I'm a natural pro figure competitor in the bodybuilding industry, which is like getting a gold medal in the Olympics. It's like one of the highest achievements that you can receive. And so I did that through the IMBF Natural Organization, and I started to coach and train other women how to do the same, how to tone and transform their bodies so that they can step on stage and compete in their very first figure, bikini, or transformation bodybuilding show. So, I mean, I am a master at toning and transforming natural bodies to a wild stack for 3 months. And I started my desire. I started releasing things that served me. And when the pandemic actually hit us, I began to completely transition all online, which was very new. You know, it was very new because over 10 years of being brick and mortar, I was questioning my own purpose. I'm like, can I really do, can I really transform bodies not being in front of them face to face?
Right.
Well, I had a plan, you know exactly what I did. So therefore, I completely transitioned online. I switched to get online coaching from coaches and mentors that taught trainers like myself on how to show, and it's life changing for me. You know, to be able to help women, you know, even career men, entrepreneurs and leaders, you know, yourself to Tony's, they can live from anywhere, you know. I work with a lot of women and men who travel a lot. Their schedules are very busy. And so they need simple, you know, they need simple workouts to follow at their gym or at, you know, some of them have been athletes in the past, but may have just fallen off, you know, or they're like, you know what, I've been consistent, but I'm not sure exactly what to do to what I desire. And so I teach you how to work out from home or at your gym and how to eat balance. I don't believe in dieting. I believe that you're eating balance so that if you do go on vacation 3 or 4 days or more, or you with your family or friends, you're not feeling guilty because of what you just had on the menu. You know, you are still changing and you're excited about working out now. That's what I do with my online fitness programs.
I love that. I love it. I you know, I've been on this workout kick, but I realized that the history of my family's medical history makes a difference. And I am running far away from diabetes. I'm running far away from high blood pressure. I'm running far away from those things. And I'm retired military too. So working out was part of our routine. Yes. So I don't have a problem working out, and it's been definitely been a blessing. And sometimes we don't think working out and moving our bodies make a difference, but it absolutely does. It absolutely does. You talked about something earlier and I wrote it down.
It totally does.
You can't get to the purpose that you're supposed to do if your body is not working.
Yes. And just to piggyback off of, absolutely. And just to piggyback off of that, doctor, I believe that when we transform our bodies, we increase every other element of our lives. You know, if we're not in alignment spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially, we're going to feel off. You know, if any of us, we're going to feel off. We're going to feel stressed out, to feel overwhelmed. We're going to feel, Lord, this just can't, right?
Yes.
But abundance, I always say, is God first equals abundance. Mm-hmm. So God first plus alignment equals abundance. Abundance is what we desire. We see that bank account that we've been praying for. You know, we're at peace. We're happy. We're fulfilled. You know,
yes.
We're excited waking up every day doing what God has called us to do. You know, we're not drained. We're not taking in clients that drain up or that are not coachable and committed. No, we are attracting back to who we are and what we desire. And when it comes to our purpose, we We have to prioritize first, because when you do that, like I mentioned, you're able to see other areas in your life get back into alignment. And God wants us to be over not just in our careers, but our bodies as well, you know. But we're living in a time where we're thriving in our careers and our businesses, but we've been neglecting our bodies. And for
Wow.
many of the high achievers that I work with, yeah, you know, we're putting everybody else on our plate. You know, we are go get, we are the extra ones that everybody is calling on to get things done. You
Wow.
know, can't you agree that, can't you agree that many times it's very backed up? It can be
Yes.
very, very hard for us for help. Because we're the motivators, we're the encouragers. We're like, wait a minute, I don't want anybody to see that I need in this area. But teach, and what I show my that I work with is that no matter how successful you are, there is help that we all need in our lives in some way, shape, or form. And I
Yes.
am the question asking queen, doctor. I always say, whatever it is in your life, wherever you are, if there's anything that we need to accomplish that we haven't accomplished yet, if there's any dream that we have had that we feel like it's been brushed under the rug, no, you go and you ask the question, who's the next coach or mentor, who is that I need to be investing in so I can shift faster, so I don't make the same mistakes that they once did, but what normally took me 10 years to do now will only take me 1 week. You see
That is
what
so key. That's so key,
I'm
Dr.
saying?
Brittany, because I've had coaches. I am a coach, and I look and seek for lifelong learning. And so a lot of times as coaches, what I've noticed is many coaches that I've observed, they want everybody else to go through a 10-year process. I'm not going to do that as a coach if I can show you how to get there faster. And I think it's important, but when you talk about fitness,
Yes.
it's a journey. It's a journey. And it's a
Yeah.
mindset journey. I think that's the part that people
Absolutely.
don't realize. I don't want to get prodded and poked. Now, if there's health conditions, that's one thing, and that's a recommendation from the doctor, which would be a last resort for me because I don't like medicine. I like to eat my medicine, is what I tell my doctor. If I go in and they say, "Well, you're predisposed to
Yes.
diabetes, this, that, and the other. Do you want to get on metformin?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to get on anything. I don't even want to take any medicine, but I have to regulate my body because when I retired from the military in 2016, my exercise regimen slowed down, which means my body slowed down, which means my body started obviously gaining weight. And then I started to ache because they told me I had arthritis when I left the military. So there's so many other things that play into the other. You said something earlier. Thriving in your business, but neglecting your body. And to me, they go together. But we don't look at it that way. And I'm so
Yeah.
glad that you brought the point out, Dr. Brittany, because
That's
this
right.
thing, it's not easy. It's not easy, but there's help. That's the other thing that I wrote down. You said there's help. We don't
Yeah.
like to get help, but we have to. In order for us to be effective to the people that we coach, we have to understand that we have vulnerabilities. We have to get that help too. So thank you for bringing that out.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean,
So welcome.
cultivating strong bodies and mindsets. So I need to go back to the beginning. Let's just slow this thing down a little bit. You said that you didn't go to a 9-to-5 job when you came out of college. Now, I don't know how long ago you said you've been coaching for 15 years. So I try to do the math, but I really don't know what the timeline is when you graduated and all of that. So to be able to come out of college and start a business versus working for a business, talk to me a little bit about that. Because I'm sure some viewers would want to know. And I don't know if you're afraid to tell your age and all that stuff, but it brings color and context to the conversation if you're willing. I don't, no
Oh
pressure.
no, I to hide. I absolutely, you know, when I graduated and I had thought nor proud or pursue physical therapy, I was very nervous did not have a brown. You know, mm. actually blessed during that time. My partner at the time is the health contracts that I needed to our department for major hospital workshop pitches and, you know, the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association. So I was blessed to be connected with someone we had. And that is why, just to go back to when I said, one thing that I know through experience that to connect us with people who are more powerful than we are, that are going to be put and expand, right, our business and our career even faster than us doing it alone. Who are even more than us, but they are going to be connected to us to help us build a vision that God gave us. So my sister or my mom or my dad, no, he gave it to me, which is very important that we are following our purpose. We make sure that we stop the noise and we have straight tunnel vision to what God telling us to do. What do not what else wants us to do. A lot of times we do things out of instead of one, like, well, I'm just gonna stay 9 to 5 because the bills, you're drained, you're frustrated, home, you're upset, and that is now seeping into family and your children, now family members and friends, any kind of, it comes down to one, what is it that you desire? What one desire is a feeling. You want to do, not what you need to do. It's what you see yourself waking up doing every single day, and you're like, "Ooh, I feel good. Not only am I getting paid for what I do, but I love it. I can do this anywhere. My client is coachable, committed. They are following what I have them do. I don't have to pull teeth and thread to have them work with me. No, you are attracting back to you who you are and what you desire. And so when it comes to our purpose, when we are not following it, guess what? You better believe it's going to keep haunting you. It's going to keep haunting you until you completely surrender. Yeah. Yeah. You'll be wasting time. And until you say yes to your calling, you'll find yourself staying stuck. So I always tell everybody, find out what your purpose is immediately. Now, it may not take you, you may not know immediately, right? It may take you 10 years before you truly find out what your purpose is. But when you do, when you lock in and you completely say yes, when you have finally said, all right, God, I surrender, I'm going to do your will, it's game over after that. Get ready That's for right. the floodgates to open, because he is going to accelerate you. Yes, he's going to accelerate you in your purpose, because we were all created with purpose. He knew what we were going to do and what our identity was before we were even born in our mother's womb.
What you say, girl? So what you say, Miss Illinois?
Yes. It's like, you mean to tell me God already knew what I was supposed to be doing before I was even born? And all I have to do is follow his lead. What? Oh, say less. Let's go. You know what I mean? So I get excited because, honestly, doctor, my superpower is to take powerful leaders who, and they're already powerful, but in some way, shape, or form may have lost their motivation and belief in themselves, just like I once did. But my faith and my fitness is what allowed me to rebirth back my identity. And I was able to walk back into my purpose. But my superpower is to help leaders who may have lost that belief to show up in their purpose and power with passion so that it sticks. I don't take away anything that God has already given you. I just help you make it pop, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You talked about some, look, you talked about some juicy stuff here. First of all, let me tell you, I got a page full of listen, I'm a doodler. I got circles going on the page and all this stuff. But you talked about desire. And you talked about silencing the noise, which is interesting to me. And I'm like, either she read my first book or we are absolutely aligned. Because in my first book, I just wrote a book, was a bestseller, Married to My Purpose. And that's book project 11. That's the 11th one that I've done.
Oh my gosh.
But the first one was From At Risk to At the Top. In one of the chapters in that book, the topic of that chapter is silence your circumstances. And you keep saying silence. I'm like, this cannot be a coincidence. This is absolutely aligned. So,
hey, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in alignment. So this is good.
Exactly. This is good. So I already know this is God ordained, but silencing the noise sometimes is hard for people. You know, I was in a investment class once, and the scenario that they gave about finances is, if you have to decide between investing in stocks and paying your light bill, you haven't made it to that point where you can silence the noise. Like, you can't have extra money to invest if you're still having to survive. I taught a class today, and one of the exercises that I've coined is, on the sheet of paper, put succeed and survive. And you put the attributes on the, when you think about succeeding, what attributes come to mind? When you think about surviving, mm-hmm. what attributes come to mind? And oftentimes people will, they'll be excited about putting them down. I'm like, as leaders in this room, do you know whether or not the people that you are supervising are succeeding or surviving? Because if you're telling them to produce, but they're just surviving, they're not at the level to even start what you're asking them to do. And that's what's resonating with me right now with what you're saying. We have to, number one, we have to have that desire. But number two, we have to have self-awareness in order to know where we are, in order to keep going. Otherwise, we'll be going in circles in the same spot, or we're on the wrong highway, right?
Exactly. That's so funny that you said that, because to piggyback off of that, it just goes right into my five ways to accelerate into abundance, which is number one, clarity. Clarity is having that awareness that you just mentioned, Doctor. It is you looking at, okay, where am I at right now? Where do I want to be? What's holding me back, right? And then once you realize, because when I was in that fork in the road, when I had to decide if I was going to go that entrepreneurship route or pursue getting my doctorate, I had to get clarity. I had to silence that noise. I couldn't do what family members and friends wanted me to do. I had to listen to what God was telling me to do. And then I led with desire. I started falling in love with fitness. I started training, thousands of women and men during that time, and having award-winning bodies just like myself, helping women to receive their pro card. And when I lost it all, it was because I started what we call having the comparisonitis. I call it the comparisonitis, Dr.
Brittany, what do you mean when you lost it all?
So after having all of those accolades, and I mean blessings on top of blessings, winning my pro card, I was at a point in my life where I'm like, keep raining down these blessings, Lord. It couldn't get any better. But I started to compare myself with other people that I saw in the same industry as me, you know, totally forgot about all the accolades and accomplishments that I had just received, because I started to focus on what other people were doing. I'm like, man, when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to be next? Why am I not there yet? Seeing friends, you know, on local news stations, and I'm like, man, why am I not there yet? I've always wanted to be on the news. Well, guess what? It wasn't my time yet. And instead of me celebrating them, saying, wow, you go, girl, I was saying, man, when is it going to be my turn? Why am I not there yet? However, I didn't realize that God was putting me in that season of losing my motivation and my belief in myself, to the point where I started questioning my purpose. I was like, I don't even want to do fitness anymore. You know, me, out of all people, saying that, right? And so one of the things, and I share this with everybody, one of the things that brought me back to that is that I had to release what no longer served me. Well, at that time, I was in a 10-year relationship, both two powerful people, but we just weren't able to make that power pop, if that makes sense. And so
I understand. I just divorced after 23 years of marriage. And things went in different directions, and both very successful still in our own right.
Yeah,
children are doing fine, but purpose, you talk about that purpose and losing it and being unsure of it. That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you know, nothing negative to say at all, but God was just showing me that he wanted more for me. And although we have a beautiful baby girl, Zariah, who's now 7, as I mentioned earlier, we weren't able to make that power pop, but I learned so much from that relationship, not only how to be a business owner, but I learned a lot of the personal development that I started gaining more knowledge of even after our 10-year relationship. And during that time, when I lost myself, I even as a fitness professional fell off of my own workout routines. I stopped doing the work. I would go to the gym, train my clients, go back home, go to the gym, train my clients. And I just had this redundant routine that wasn't moving me forward. It was actually keeping me stuck. And when you talk about survival mode, I was in that survival mode. I was in that lack mindset, right? At that time, my baby girl and my bonus daughter, who's now a senior in high school, she's been in my life since she was 4. You know, we would go to the stores at that time when I was struggling up and down financially. And I would say, oh, we can't get that right now. Or mommy doesn't have that right now. And I will never say that anymore. We may not be able to get it today, but I will never say to my daughters anymore, oh, mommy doesn't have it. That's a lack mindset. And so I had to not only release the patterns and behaviors and the words that I was telling myself that was no longer serving me, but I also had to start tithing. I have fell off of my tithing. I would just go to church and, you know, when it's time to do my offering, try to look at my purse and see if I had any change, you know, and it was that bad. It was that bad. Wow. But it wasn't until I said, you know what, I had a conversation with, and I'll make this story quick. I had a conversation with one of my fitness inspirations, Andrea Everett. I'll say her name. We had, during this time, we had a lunch date together. Mind you, I was in a place in my life during that time where I was stuck. You're talking about it was one of the lowest of low moments in my life, to the point where I didn't even have enough gas money to get to that lunch date with her. So we get there and she's telling me all about her accomplishments, everything she was doing in the fitness industry. She was doing things that we're just now doing in 2024. I mean, she had clients that were her VIP clients that, you know, you had to pay a certain amount just to get on a call with her, you know, and it was just amazing to hear all of these things. I was so happy for her, but at the same time, I was very sad that I didn't have anything to share. With her during that time. And she told me one of the biggest gems that I got out of that conversation was, Brittany, my business has elevated and accelerated because I have been tithing tremendously. She said, Brittany, you have to tithe. And I just remember boo-hooing. I was just crying in that conversation that we had. Wow. I was happy for her, but I was sad at the same time. So when I left that lunch date with her, doctor, I said, you know what? I'm going to start tithing $50 a month. And then I went from $50 a month to $200 a month. And then I went from $200 a month to $500 a month. And then I started doing 10% every time I got a new client in.
Wow.
And when I tell you, it quadrupled my business tremendously. I went from having only $322 in my bank account to doing over $128K in less than 9 months.
Wow.
And I was able to, not only that, I was able to come from that lack mindset into abundance because I then, and this is number 4, I then began to invest in myself. I started to invest in coaches and mentors that accelerated me, and I took action. Number 5 is take action. When you take action and you implement all of the tools and strategies that you learn, you are able to close the information gap. You're able to shift faster. And like I mentioned earlier, what normally will take you 10 years now only takes you 9 months or 1 week to do. And so those are my five ways to accelerate into
Why don't you
abundance.
repeat them, Dr. Brittany? Let us know.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So number one is clarity. Clarity is you having that awareness. Where are you right now? Where do you desire to be? Number two is then lead with desire, right? What feels good to you? Not just what you need to do, because if you keep staying in what you need to do, you're going to stay stuck. Well, you got to get out of your comfort zone, because the only way that we change is when we get uncomfortable, when That's we right. jump over that fear, because everything that we can ever imagine is on the other side of fear. And then number three is release. Who and what do you need to release that no longer serves you, right? A lot of
that's not a happenstance that is right in the center. Like, it's the center point that you're giving us.
Yes.
You got to release. Yes. If you don't release, everything else don't matter.
Yes. There are patterns and behaviors that have become accepted behaviors, but they're really dysfunctional. Even leaving out of the house without our meals or missing our workouts, we have to stop those patterns because it's keeping us stuck, right? Mm-hmm. If we don't look good, we don't feel good. If we don't feel good, we can't produce and show up at 100% as the leaders that we are. Right. And then you have to make sure that you invest in yourself. Now, this is very important, because when you invest in yourself, you have to go in with the right heart and the right spirit. You cannot invest in yourself and say, oh man, I better get my return on my investment, or oh man, they better know what they're talking about, this better work. No, you've already have failed. You have already held yourself back with that mindset. You have to go in not only trusting in yourself, but you have to go in trusting in your coach or mentor. You have to do the work. You have to trust and know that, hey, no matter if I get one sentence out of this program, it is worth everything that I can have ever imagined. And then you have to make sure that you take action. Because the action takers are the money makers. You probably heard that before. And when we take action, we're able to move forward, right? But we have to lead with our feminine energy and balance that with our masculine energy. Like, the feminine energy is you knowing who you are unapologetically with no regrets. You're owning your purpose. You're like, this is what God has called me to do, and I'm about to show up and show out. Yes. I am going to walk into those rooms and lead by example, right? Now, when you do that, God is going to keep bringing people to you. But if you stay hiding in the back, guess what? That's what's going to be attracted back to you, right? You're going to stay hiding. So we have to take action, and we have to take action fast, because success loves speed. We have to take action fast. The masculine energy is the do energy, right? It is the, okay, I have a business meeting at this time. I need to pick up my daughter at school from this time. I need to make dinner at this time. It's the do, right? We need that. Mm-hmm. We absolutely need that. But we have to lead with our feminine energy, knowing that, you know what? Yes, I have a business meeting at this time. Yes, I have to pick up my daughter at this time. Yes, I have to cook dinner at this time. But you know what? I can sit back in my chair, and I know that it is already worked out.
That's right.
It's already done. God has already provided for me. It's already done. It is so. The feminine energy is, it is so. And it's so that already. Is why it's done already. We cannot have fear, doubt, shame, guilt, or worry in the same sentence of abundance. Our purpose, when we're leading with our purpose, no shame, guilt, worry, fear, you know, any of that, the low vibration emotion, no, none of that. It's straightforward. It's straight tunnel vision. It's, this is what I want, and now I'm going to go get it. It's mine. I can have it all. Does that make sense?
Wow. Now, listen, this is page two. It's full, okay? clarity, leading with desire. I love that release is right in the center. Number three is release. Number four, invest in yourself. And number five, take action. You talked about closing the information gap. We don't get that. We don't get that. Mm-hmm. We're thinking closing the information gap is, well, I can't share this with nobody, or if I get it from somebody else. No, don't get prideful. Because there's something, if I'm not where I should be in my purpose, that means somebody else already probably walked that journey or has some type of tools. Now, I will say on the flip side of that, when I coach, people will say, well, I'm trying to do this and I don't know why I can't find that. One of my things that I always tell people, you can't go Google it because you're it.
Period. Oh, that's good. Say that again. You got to say that back for the people.
You can't Google it because you're it. Like, you can't find it because you are it. You haven't showed up yet. So we gotta create you. I got to create you, Serelda. I wasn't a book coach. I wasn't a book publishing coach. I wasn't a, you know, I have a degree in strategic leadership and leadership coaching. It didn't have attachment of books on there. I had an insecurity on even writing because I was from a southern state and this, that, and the other. And I had all of this stuff in my head. I had to silence the circumstances. That's so good. I am not my circumstance. And that's part of my first book that I wrote. I'm not my circumstance. We're not our circumstances, but some people are still stuck there. So talk to me as we get ready to close out. Give us some ending points. Let us know where people can find you if they're interested in your coaching. Like, tell me all of that before we wrap this thing up.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things, like I mentioned earlier, is my superpower is to help powerful leaders to tone and transform their bodies so that you can live from your highest self. You know, I believe that we should all be walking in our purpose with confidence and conviction. And it starts with us putting our bodies first. And so I have online fitness programs that can be done from anywhere, no matter what state you live in, no matter what country you're in. And they are for all ages, all fitness levels, for women and for men and families. You know, my brand stands on faith, family, and fitness. And I believe that if you have family in your household, we should all be working out together, right? Now, I do have some ladies that are like, Coach Britt, this is my time for me. They're going to have to do their own thing, but that's okay. But I believe that we should come together. So my online fitness programs, I have two programs that I have for fitness, which is my 8-week snapback challenge, which allows you to receive my 30-minute pre-recorded workout videos where you're following along through my fitness app. And you're able to literally click on today's date, press play on that 30-minute workout, mark it as complete. So I'll even know when you've missed the workout, okay? We are on you. We do not let you go past 3 days of falling off. And I have accountability coaches on my team. We are making sure that you are tracking your workouts. We keep it simple for you because you're busy. You don't have time to have extra things added. You don't have to work out 6 and 7 days out of the week to tone your bodies. The majority of the women and men that I work with, their goal is to lose 10 to 20 pounds or more, or tone up what they already have, and to also get overall healthy. And so I help you with what to eat so that you're eating balanced, so that way you're increasing your metabolism. I have women, some of them are losing 10 pounds in just 10 days. Now, I do guarantee that if your goal is to lose 20 pounds, you will lose 20 pounds in just 8 weeks. That is a guarantee. Following my system that I give you because it works. Now, if you're like, you know what? I want to take it up a notch and I want to have a ridiculous transformation. I want to lose 100 pounds or more. Or let's say you want to step on stage and compete in your first figure bikini or transformation.
Girl, look, let's do it.
Listen. I will have you stepping on stage like it is not your first show. You will be stepping on stage like a pro. And so that program, you don't just get access to me, but you also get access to our registered dietitian. She's board certified. She's also becoming a naturopathic doctor. We work hand in hand to make sure that your hormones are balanced, that you're eating the right foods. We consider you leaving out of the house an emergency without your meals. If you leave out of the house without your meals, we consider that an emergency, okay? And so we check in with you weekly. You know, you are not alone. You know, sometimes there are a lot of people who already know what to do, which is totally fine. But you may just need that extra accountability and somebody on your neck saying, hey, did you get that workout in? Listen, I'm a firm believer in coaches having coaches, mentors having mentors, leaders having wise counsel. I mean, I believe we should have a coach in every area of our life. You know, we need a physical coach, a mental coach, a spiritual coach. I even have all of those coaches for myself. And so, yeah, yes. So lastly, you get a double whammy when you work with me. I didn't mention this, doctor, but I help you to not just build your body, but also your bank account as well. So I have an 8-week program that for if there's any entrepreneurs or leaders who are like, you know what, I have a business, I want to work on my body as well, because I do want to show up more. I want to show up going live. I want more media opportunities. You know, I want more mm-hmm. speaking engagements. I help yeah. you increase your brand awareness online. So what I do is I mm-hmm. help you create your very own online program. If you're, let's okay. say if you're a life coach or you teach someone how to build relationships, I help you create a program, help you put a price to it, and then now you launch it, if that makes sense.
Wow.
So you're not only building your, yeah, you're not only building your body, but you're also increasing your brand awareness and also your bank account. I had a lady do a $10,000 launch in her first month. I had another lady do a $12,000 launch in her first month. And one lady tripled her income, walked away from her 9-to-5 and did a $15,000 launch in her first month, teaching women on how to build their confidence. And
yes.
so you get to build your body, your business, your career, and your bank account when you work
bank
with me.
Account.
So if yes. So if anybody, doctor, if anybody wants to connect, if you have questions as it relates to, you know, your body, how to tone, how to lose weight, eating habits, let me know. Like, they can connect with me. I can share, if you don't mind, I can share my social media handles.
Absolutely. Please do.
And I'll also gift each of you a free health assessment so I can see exactly where you are. And I'll show you where you need to be. And if anybody wants to receive that, you know, that free gift from me for that health assessment, doctor, they can connect and follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at Brittany Ramsey. And they can also message me the word "it's time." And that way I'll know that they came from your podcast. Message okay. me the word "it's time" and I'll send you the free health assessment so we can see where you are. And then if you're on Instagram, you can do the same. You can message me the word "it's time." And my Instagram handle is at the real Misfit Brit. So the real and then Misfit Brit is spelled MissFitBritt. So at the real Misfit Brit on Instagram.
I love it. Listen, Dr. Brittany Ramsey, the real Misfit Brit. Listen,
yes.
thank you so much for coming on
you
today.
So
this
welcome.
Is not the end. We already know that this is not the end of our conversation. So we thank you all for coming on. Brittany, thank you so
yes.
much. And thank you
for thank you, Dr.
And congratulations, Miss United States of America, Miss
Thank you.